in the process of all that, just in talking with Perry Allen up at GCI, he began to really explore what it would take to be able to broadcast live out of our building to the community. And so he kind of ran with it on his end. I mean, there were things we were doing here to get it ready to go. He was running on his end, the technical end of it, on his end. And kind of the combination came together this year. And the first time we actually broadcast was about 2 weeks ago live, just during class period. Nothing was going on in the gym, but we set up cameras in the gym. And he turned the timer on in GCI and on channel one for GCI users. They were able to watch an empty gym for about an hour. The next step was then getting audio out of there. So GCI put a lot of man hours in and ran all the cabling necessary. So we did a second test about a week and a half ago where we had audio and found everything was working great. We had about a 4-second delay between what left the school and what the GCI was hearing and seeing. And so all that kind of came together, and our first actual broadcast of an event was the wrestling final Saturday night. And we had we had three cameras running. We had an audio technician, if you want to call it that. We had a student running graphics to put a scoreboard on, and then a student director. So we had six students involved with the production, plus myself as kind of being the teacher, the producer, so to speak. And then we had Rob Schwartz running the commentary. So we actually had two microphones and then Rob Schwartz giving the play-by-play commentary. And we broadcast the all-weight classes of the finals to the community. I don't know how many people were watching. I would actually like to say if people were watching and there's some feedback, we'd love to hear what you saw, because I would sneak down to the community gym and watch on their TV a little bit just to see what it looked like. And then we did the town hall meeting last night. That was a kind of a different type of shoot. I mean, when the lights were on, which made it a little bit easier to get the good footage. But, you know, just set up the cameras and had students work. We had four students work in that production last night. And that was, of course, about a 2.5-hour project, so our production. And what people don't see from the, you know, when they, and you know this, just in doing any sort of production, there's work that goes in ahead of time and after. And, you know, my students get here about an hour ahead of time, ahead of the production, plus any work we might do that day in school. And then, you know, it takes half hour to get everything cleaned up. So between the two events, we had, and if you include my time and GCI's time, we probably had about 50 man hours involved with the two productions. Not to mention just any of the other work that took place during the school day, but just outside of the school day, with all the students involved and adults involved, about 50 man hours.
That's the trick of it now. You've got this thing set up, and you have to man the stuff.
Yeah, and that's certainly going to be the issue. And we've set parameters. I talked with Dr. Rob Thomason and Rick Dormer, principal, the parameters. And certainly that's a concern of mine. I don't want to burn the students out of, you know, feeling they've got to be here for every production. And myself, I mean, it's, you know, I've got a family and things like that. And kind of the parameters we've set so far, we're going to be broadcasting varsity games this year. And I think actually in trying to figure out how we can do that in conjunction with the KFSK broadcast, maybe use the KFSK broadcast audio. And I know we've been kind of working with that a little bit, how that's all going to play itself out. And then we're hoping to do the Christmas concert live on TV. And then the spring things would be the spring concert and then graduation. Those would be kind of our events the rest of this year. And then starting next year, we would do volleyball games. We would do wrestling finals again and then the varsity sports. Just because of the man hours involved, I don't have the manpower to be able to broadcast it all and you know, I don't know if we really want to broadcast everything. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're actually limited to what GCI gives us as far as the allotment of time there. It's pretty amazing just to think that our school, with a lot of help from outside agencies, has really been able to put together a pretty neat program for kids. Unfortunately, not every kid can be involved. They've got other things they got to do. But I'm real excited about where we're at and grateful for all the hands that have come in and helped get this going, and the fact that we have administrators and technology coordinators who are saying this is important and let's go with it. And I think the kids enjoy it, and that's always rewarding when the kids are enjoying it and they're doing good work. And it'd be interesting to see where we're at 2 or 3 years from now.
Yeah.